Thank you. This afternoon, my colleague Leisha Brooks will speak about urgent threats posed by the rise and mainstreaming of hateful ideologies, often based on the notion of white superiority in countries around the world. I want to briefly highlight the persistent presence of those ideologies in law enforcement. In the U.S., 65% of law enforcement officers are white. Police have killed 1,054 people so far this year, half of them non-white. Black people are more than three times more likely to be killed by police and are more likely to have been unarmed. Migrants, mostly non-white, continue to die in U.S. immigration custody. U.S. intelligence agencies have long recognized that domestic extremists pose the greatest threat of violent attacks. Earlier this year, Congress passed the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. It requires federal law enforcement agencies to investigate the presence of members of white supremacist and other extremist organizations in their ranks. Far-right conservatives in the Senate opposed providing funding, contending there's nothing to investigate. But civil society organizations and journalists have found that a significant number of officers have ties to extremist groups. SPLC has documented militia groups patrolling the U.S. border, southern border, capturing and interrogating migrants, sometimes with the knowledge and even cooperation of federal border agents. These threats are exacerbated by a frightening movement to use lethal remote technology, killer robots, in policing. Just this week, San Francisco's Board of Supervisors voted to allow the city's police force to use robots to kill in certain instances. We know that people allowed to deliver lethal force remotely do so more easily, and that the effects of racial bias are heightened. Combined with a law enforcement culture in which white supremacy is allowed to go unchecked, this is a chilling development that will inevitably expand and have deadly results for members of what non-white minority groups. Those who adhere to hateful ideologies against minority groups should not be permitted the authority to use force against them. Thank you.